Everybody, we got the last segment of today's Wednesday show, and we're in the segment called Over the Hump and Trump, where we try to get away from politics for a minute, usually involving how we connect with one another, creating things, playing, hanging out, how we rest better. Today, the theme is kindnesses shown to you or that you've shown to others that you would like to share. 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. Matt from Madison sharing a really good tip. If you need some uplifting stories, just Google athletes being good to kids. There's caboodles of that stuff out there. And Matt, I promise I didn't cede Matt's text to us, because the other kindness that I wanted to share with all of you is I have been lucky enough in a Major League Baseball park to catch a hit ball, not once, not twice, not three, but four times. Once in old Yankee Stadium, once in Wrigley Field, and twice in what used to be, or what is now AmFam Field. I can't even remember what it was called before. My mind is just going blank on me. Twice, caught two balls in what is now AmFam Field. Every single one of those times that I caught one of these baseballs, I gave them away to kids near me, because what does an adult need with a baseball caught in a Major League Baseball stadium? The only baseball that I've ever kept that was hit as a home run in a Major League Baseball stadium is the one that my dad hit into an empty bleacher section during a men's senior baseball game a number of years back. We're going to go to the phones. We got Danielle from Wausau. What story of kindness would you like to share this afternoon, Danielle?
Oh, hi, Maggie. I really enjoy your program, so thank you for that. Well, I started a new job a couple of months ago, and I have real bad anxiety, and sometimes I stutter, and everyone I work with has been so amazing and so kind, and they see me getting nervous, they'll step in and they'll help me talk, and just so lucky to have such a great, amazing people that just care so much. So,
oh, Danielle, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling, Danielle. You didn't stutter one little bit. I hope you can feel the love and support here on the Maggie Nahan Show for you. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so glad you found a workplace with people that respect and care about you enough to understand that we're each different. We each communicate differently. We all and every single one of us have our communication challenges in some way or the other. I also wanted to share with you all maybe our last story of the day. If you've got a story you'd like to share, like Danielle just did, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're sharing stories of kindness, kindnesses that you may have paid to others or kindnesses that you have received from others. I wanted to share this story. An 89-year-old Army veteran was at a Cracker Barrel lately, and the entire Cracker Barrel stood up and sung him happy birthday, which reduced this lovely man to tears. And he had said something along the lines of, the older you get, the more invisible you become. And he was so appreciative of, frankly, the love and being seen, being visible to all these people in that Cracker Barrel. Wanted to share that story with each and every one of you, because amazing. This was a Cracker Barrel near Flagstaff, Arizona. Again, an 89-year-old Army veteran having the entire joint sing him a little happy birthday. They didn't share his entire name, but they did share that his first name is Richard, and apparently he loves him some Cracker Barrel, eats there every day with family members. Wanted to end today's show with this, because I think in this moment of strife, right, it is oftentimes hard to find a place for kindnesses, to accept kindnesses, to extend them to others. And I just think it's more important than ever in these times to do just that. Lori from Shawano, one of my favorite places in the state, is texting in this. Years ago, I was waiting in line at my veterinarian office when an elderly lady came stumbling out of the exam room area crying. The very sweet receptionist told the lady not to bother waiting in line, that they'd send her the bill. Lady said that she got paid on the 5th of the month, and I figured she was talking about when her Social Security check came in. When I got to the receptionist, I asked her about the poor lady, and she said that they had to euthanize the lady's dog. And Lori from Shawano volunteered to pay that lady's vet bill. This was around Christmas time. The receptionist later sent Lori a card and explained to her that when she told this older lady that her bill for the euthanization of her dog had been paid, she cried. And the receptionist thanked Lori from Shawano because that lady's husband had passed away years ago and that dog had been her only companion. Boy, Lori, that is quite the story, and I thank you so much for sharing it with each and every one of us. I'll share with you a kindness paid to me just last week. I had popped in to the Metro Market on Milwaukee's East Side to pick up a couple of items for dinner, and I had been in quite the rush. And guess what I left at home? My wallet. Has this ever happened to you? You get into the checkout lane and you start looking for your wallet, and all of a sudden it ain't there. Slightly embarrassing, very frustrating. And boy, it sets you back, because then you got to schlep home, hope that your groceries are still there. Well, the nice lady behind me, her name was Kate, picked up my grocery tab that day. To your point, Lori, let's extend each other some kindnesses this week. Everyone deserves one. My name's Magnon. That's going to do it for me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together and share some kindnesses. Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Dom Salvia's up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.